by creating this safety, you are then allowing yourself to be creative. Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. To get us started, I'm going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes, soften your vision, settle in, and begin to deepen your breath. As you tune into the breath, come more and more into your body. Feel your weight settling you into the earth's embrace. In your breath, inviting in the divine spark from above. And in this moment, allow yourself to let go. Know that there is nothing expected of you, being asked of you for the next few minutes. This is time just for you. Use it however best serves you. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, expand, 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 and exhale. And tune in to the collective, to everyone that is joining us across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to come back to a normal rhythm. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes. I am going to shuffle our cards for today, and as I do so, I want you to call back in this intention of purpose that manifests as creativity, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session as well. Whatever intentions or questions or thoughts you may have, this is the time to just meditate on them, hold them in your mind, or stay open. Nothing needs to be specific either. For every reading, take what works and leave the rest. Here we go. Today, we have the Queen of Cups. Our beautiful regal queen sitting on her throne, holding this ornate cup, covered in adornment and a river flowing at her feet. She is divine mother. She is divine nurturer. And I'm just now noticing there's a little cherubim carved into the base of her throne as well. Oh, how interesting. And of course, there's two cherubim at the top of her throne too. The Queen of Cups is the master of compassion, of loving kindness. And to bring in a little bit of our message from yesterday, purpose is really tied into work. And I think with all of this, it's really important that we hold this loving kindness for ourselves. Anything that calls you to a place of judgment for yourself or others is not useful. Right? I mean, of course, there are counterexamples to anything, but anything that is building up your walls, hardening your heart, anything that makes you feel like you need to shut down, that is only separating you from your gifts, from the things that you have to offer the world. The more that we create loving kindness in our relationship with ourselves, the more that we cultivate a fondness for who we are and build this relationship with ourselves as someone, as our own best friend, as we do that, we create a safety for us to be who we truly are. And it is in that safety, that security, that we can truly practice our purpose. It's like when you have a little kid. She says, without kids and without being a parent, but you need safety in order to learn. You need safety in order to grow. When we are in a state of panic, of fight or flight, the only thing we are focusing on is getting back to equilibrium, getting back to regulated state, right? We aren't taking in any new information because we have already taken in the most dangerous information, and that's now the first order priority. That is now what we need to solve before we can do anything. So when that nervous system, I think it's our sympathetic nervous system, is turned on, we're in go-go-go mode. We're not being careful or intentional. We're not learning. When we are able to step into a place of rest and digest, of parasympathetic nervous system turning on, that is when we can take in new information. That is when we are in a place to listen, to learn, to observe. Because we are in that safe place, there's no priority that needs to be solved first, right? It's like if you have to go to the bathroom, you can't sit down and watch your TV show because the bathroom's going to take priority. You need to go to the bathroom, sort it out, and then you can come, sit, relax, chill. Same thing. If we are worried about something, anxious about something, you got to figure that out first. That's literally what our brains are wired to do, to protect us. By creating this safety, you are then allowing yourself to be creative, to be generative. You're not solving the things that are popping up. You can be proactive and add and create. You're no longer on your heels. And that has to start from being your own safe space, being your own Queen of Cups, being your own nurturer, your own lover, your own best friend. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Queen of Cups and our theme of purpose and creativity, our mantra is going to be, I am my own safe space. And it is in that safe space that your purpose will arise, that it will speak to you. Okay, here in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of I am my own safe space. Okay. Take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I am my own safe space. There is also something in trusting that we can protect ourselves. If we're really struggling with this self-trust, sometimes it can be really hard to feel like we are a safe space for ourselves. And that's why this practice of loving ourselves comes in, because if you are the first one to judge you, if you are the first one to critique you, if you are the first one pointing out your flaws and mistakes and wrongs, it's not going to feel safe to show up as yourself, even when you're alone. We need to build this trust so that safety does feel possible. And that way, when you are alone, you know you always have someone at your back. You always have someone riding into battle with you, because you are your own best advocate. You are the only one who knows you like you do. You are the only one who will ever know you like you do. Be your own warrior. You deserve it. For our practice today, take a little time to love on yourself, whatever that looks like to you. If that is, we did this a little bit earlier in the week with celebrating, but I feel like this is a little bit a different energy. It's not just celebrating you, but it's cultivating safety within yourself. If that looks like, and like the image that comes to mind is having a cup of tea and snuggling up in bed with a blanket, or busting out your favorite stuffed animal, right? And just the safety that that feeling evokes and creates, like giving yourself a big warm hug. Whatever is something that brings you the feeling of safety, sink into that, because safety is where creativity can thrive. And creativity is often the antidote to anxiety. So there really is this relationship there. Thank you so very much for being here with me today. If you enjoyed today's message, if you resonated with it, please share it with someone that you think would also enjoy it or could use this message today. And drop in the comments what you are going to do to create a little bit of safe security for yourself this evening today. I would love to hear what you're going to do. I think I'm going to make a cup of tea and cuddle up into my blankie. That sounds really nice and safe. Again, thank you so very much for being here. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here on Monday. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build